Yes, and welcome back to No Time for Stoppage. Now, I am here with Liam.
Hello.
And Dan.
Hello, hello.
And my name is Jack. So, let's get straight back into it. We hope you enjoyed last week's podcast. We're back into it now with a new couple topics. I want to make the guys do it blindly, really. I've not told them what we're going to be talking about. When I ask them the questions, this is our general comments and opinions from them. First, we're going to do a little quiz. Are you ready for a little quiz?
You might.
We're going to start up with a little quiz. Before you start that, let us know if you think this is a good idea, because then we can alternate it. For example, Jack can do this one week, and then we can do it another time. Like, I could come up with some ideas, because obviously me and Liam, honestly, have not been told a single thing about any of this. So we don't know what Jack is going to spring and ask us in anything. So, if you think this is good, let us know, and we could continue in the future with ideas like this. Thank you.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say,
mate. Yeah, no worries, mate. Yeah. Could have said a little bit quicker.
2 to 5 minutes.
That didn't even take that long, but all right. Are you going to ask us all?
Okay, so first little quiz that we're going to do at the beginning, okay? We're going to blind rank players.
Okay? Blind rank players.
Blind rank players from between 1 to 5. So I'm going to say...
Sorry? I've got a quiz.
No, it's like a little quiz. It's not like a full-on quiz. This is what I'm saying. It's a little game at the beginning, okay? So we can do a little game. Then. So is there, do you want me to call it a game instead of a quiz?
Yeah.
Is there a correct answer?
No, there's no correct answer. It's your blind ranking. So I'm going to say one player. So you've got to put either 1, 2, 3, or 5.
So Gilbert.
And then...
1, 2, 3, or
no,
5.
No, you're separate. You can do it separate. 1, 2, 3, or 5.
So there's no 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
Okay.
Just no problem. And then I'll give you the next player. Obviously, and then you can't move them. So as soon as you put the player I said, you put them into 2. Then the next player, you go, I want him put him to, but you can't because 2.
We both get the same players, yeah?
You both get the same players, you just got to do it separate in your own rankings. Sound good?
Yeah.
So the first lot, okay. You ready?
Mm.
Doku from Man City.
Ooh. Jeremy Doku. I like him, by the way.
Yeah.
Before
I do like
put him anyway, I think he's a very good player. He's like one of them, like, you know how Dama Traore was when he first came in? Everyone loved him because I know he had that pace.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's
unpredictable. Yeah.
His end product ain't there, but he can definitely get there. If I had to say 1 to 5.
Is it just Prem?
And it's hard. First 5 are Prem.
I'm going 3.
It's hard.
Okay, 3.
3. Is it current?
Yeah, the first 5 are current.
I'll go 4.
I'll say 4.
You try.
4?
I'll say 4 just because I have a feeling that he'll put other people. And I'll be like, oh shit, this is too high.
Raheem Sterling.
5.
This season, 5. Overall, though, I'd have put 3.
Yeah.
But this season, I'm going to go for 5. Last season, he was better.
So you got Doku at 3.
Doku at 4.
4. You got 3, yeah. And you got
Sterling 5.
So you got, okay.
So I'm only going up for me.
No, that's a pretty good start.
Cheers, mate.
And what about you?
Next one?
I said 5.
Oh, 5, sorry.
Next one, you ready?
Yeah.
Mo Salah.
Oh.
2.
No, he's got to be number 1.
Wait, did you say all time? Or just in general?
These are current players.
These are just current players. No,
I'd say Salah number 1.
Go Salah number 1?
Yeah, I did just call him shit about 2 minutes ago. I'm going to go 2.
2?
Yeah, he's changed.
Salah's number 1 for me, I think.
He's not good enough anymore.
So you've taken 4.
4, 5 and 1.
4, 5 and 1. You've taken
2, 3 and
5. Oh, okay. You ready for next up?
Yes, please.
Garnacho.
4, 3, 4, 3.
Why 4?
Can you put him over?
Well, I ain't got a choice, do I? I can't move him.
Oh yeah, good point.
I can't move him.
3. He's not nowhere. He's closer to Doku than he is to Salah, definitely.
I just think.
Who did you put 5? Doku.
Sterling.
Oh, Sterling. 5.
Doku. Garnacho.
Mm-hmm.
And then Salah.
Salah up top. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think he's got a better end product than Doku. And I think he's a better player. Where did I put?
He has
put Sterling 5th.
You put Sterling 5th.
And Doku's 3rd.
Oh, Garnacho. No, I think Doku's a better player, but I think Garnacho's got a better future.
Yeah. Oh, better future.
That's what I think, yeah.
Okay.
He's younger than
definitely. Yeah, he's 19. Only 19.
Yeah, true, yeah.
I don't actually know how old Doku is, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
Last one, you ready?
Fuck, I don't know.
Phil Foden.
Oh, I'm going 1. Same. I'm going 1. Oh. Yeah, I win.
Yeah.
I'm spot on, yeah. Yeah. Stinky Winky.
So you got that nicely for a number 1 spot. You know?
I mean, realistically, all time in the Prem, you'd have Salah over Foden.
I try to keep it like kind of same.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I get that
kind of positions type thing as well, like wingers type.
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah,
no, I mean,
Foden. Foden would be a better player than Salah.
Yeah, had I known it was Foden, I would probably take it as well.
All right, next one.
Bournemouth 1-0 up. Not like that.
Again,
Wolves. Next one, you ready?
Yeah, go on.
So now this has got five players from this has got a couple of players from the Europe now. Okay, like even the Europe League. And we've got five midfielders to rank. You ready?
Yeah.
First one from the Prem, Bernardo Silva.
Oof.
Two.
I love him.
Two. I think he's unreal. He's underrated.
I literally was gonna say two or three. You know, I'm gonna go three.
Okay.
He's but I love it. Again, I do love it. I do love Bernardo Silva. I've always said that.
He's one of the best players in the world. All round, not just that position.
He's so good. Three, though. Three. I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Just because I back the fucking players you picked.
Okay. You ready? Luka Modric.
One. No.
Oh, no, you said it. No, you said it.
I'll stick with it. I love
four.
Modric as well. One.
Four? Well, I think Bernardo Silva's a better player for because we don't know if it's all time or now.
No, but Modric is still so right.
Put him one then, mate.
He's putting one.
You've already put one. Yeah, I'll stick with it.
Stick with one.
So I'm pretty sure he slagged off when he was playing against Man City.
Did I? How?
Yeah, pretty sure he did. No, fucking pretty sure he did. He played a ball and he was like, you're fucking shit.
That'd be great on camera. Or on film. No, we don't. Got sorry, that's not true.
All right. Four. Okay. Four.
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joshua Kimmich.
Four.
Five.
I love. Four.
I like it.
Four. Really? I like Kimmich, but he's not better than Silva or Modric. Wait, and to be fair, I don't watch him enough.
So I'm getting confused. What have I got left? Silva was two.
Yeah.
Modric was four and Kimmich was five. So you've got one and three.
You've got one and three left.
I'll put Kimmich five.
I've got two and five.
Yeah, so you got one and three left.
Yeah.
I've got two and five.
You got two and five.
Yeah.
I don't say I don't watch him enough. And he plays right back all.
Okay. Really?
He's reliable as well though.
Frankie Dion.
Oh, two.
Two?
Yeah.
I think he's better. Well, I've got a three. Three and one.
You got three and one.
That's right, bro. If the next player's like fucking Bellingham or Bruno or De Bruyne, I'm gonna kill myself because they're
isn't it?
Last player, you ready?
It's De Bruyne.
Jude
Bellingham. Oh, fuck off.
I've got his spot on again, one.
Five.
For sure.
Put Jude Bellingham five, yeah?
Jude Bellingham is, what is his age?
What?
I'm taking a piss. I'm trying to say like...
Trying to get yourself out of it.
All right, well, obviously I don't think he's fifth, but...
Oh, you put him fifth, mate, so you do.
But obviously luck has it that he fell fifth for me. Fifth was Bellingham, fourth was Kimmich, third was Silva, second was De Jong. I love De Jong as well, to be fair. I mean,
and Modric number one.
I really want him at United. And Modric. I hope we get De Jong, though.
I just knew it as soon as he had...
Oh, fuck off, man, are you... Fuck sake, we're doing whatever it's called, these guys. Right, just saying.
Wait till Jack to fuck off.
Right, okay, next one, you ready? Okay, so we've got, and now we're going to do, it's five again, yeah? But this now is all-time strikers. Okay? All-time strikers, okay? You ready? You ready?
Are we going to let him know what you just did?
It's for a fruit pass, what Bev said.
Brilliant.
Concentrate. Right, these are now strikers, all time strikers. Okay, so legends are
I've already got a list in my head.
Yeah, so legends are in there. So I've got five strikers here.
Legends,
legends.
Dan Olsen.
Okay, you ready?
If you don't say me, I'll mark.
Ready? Right, number one, Thierry Henry.
Three. I think you've got some absolute
three
bangers.
I was going to go two, but then I remembered what else there is out there.
Were they all legends?
Three.
Yeah, they all
three.
Three.
You got three? Okay.
Three.
This one?
Yeah.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Zlatan.
Five.
Five?
I think he was more of a big moment player than a whole...
It's a good statement.
You get what I mean though? I think he was a player of big moments, not consistency, that kind of stuff.
You sure he won't consistently?
I'm not saying he's not consistent, but I'm saying there's probably more.
Even went to LA Galaxy, mate. I know it's in LA Galaxy.
Four.
Four?
Four. No, what did I say? Five.
Henry three. You put, where'd you
put? Like I said, if I put, it's like, it's like I'm copying.
A little bit. You can copy, it's a game.
Yeah,
that's
bit of a cheat. Cool. I'll say five.
Yeah.
Only because again, I'm backing that you're going to say some strikers better than him. So
okay. Back him up. Alan Shearer.
Oh, I didn't watch him enough, so I'm going to say four. I didn't know how he played, so I'll say four. Obviously, all time prep, but I was going to say four.
I think Shearer's a better striker. I've got two.
And two.
I think Shearer's is a top. Oh, 1-0.
Oh, Evan.
1-11.
Told you they'd win. Who is that? They're gone.
That's Breathwaite.
He should put his breath on the screen. Two.
Two.
All time prep goal scorer for a reason.
I'll say four. This is our opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Next one, you ready? Ronaldo,
R9. Second.
One.
Mm. Who you got left?
One.
You got one left.
Second. He had the longevity and he had the ability to be the best.
He
definitely would have had he not got injured every time.
Definitely.
I see some of the goals he scored as well. Oh my god.
Such a baller.
The finishes that I see, I'm like, what the fuck
is that?
Yeah. Right, last one. So what space you got left? Two.
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
And you've got one left.
And I've got one. What is going on?
That is horrific.
That's like a FIFA goal, bro. That is actually a FIFA goal. The fact that he's gone under him. That's like an R.
That's cool. That
when I'm watching an R.
Yeah, I've got four left.
Mm, right. Cheeky. Ready?
Lucky it was in.
Raul.
Raul.
I've got four.
One.
Come on.
Why is that here?
Yeah, that's two offside now.
Raul was very good though. He was very good. He was the...
I think he was consistent.
He was very good for Real Madrid before. He was like the main name at Madrid
before
CR7.
He's onside?
I've gone four. I think I've got that spot on again.
Yeah, I think you have, to be fair.
I've got all three spot on.
Yeah. Right, the last ones now are... This one's just for you.
Hit the target.
This is West Ham all-time strikers.
Oh.
And I've got Man United all-time strikers.
West Ham all-time strikers.
You could probably jump in and think, yeah, yours are jokes.
We've got none.
You could probably try and jump in if you feel like you can...
Oh my God, that is a horrible goal.
If you feel like you can decide yourself, yeah? So do you want to start with him first?
Yeah.
Yeah, start with you first. West Ham all-time strikers. Ready? First one? Dean Ashton.
It's like R9, he's unreal.
He won't like R9.
But injuries.
It's a bit of a statement.
Injuries everywhere. I'm gonna go three.
What a statement?
No, I was about the same situation. Very good.
Okay.
But a lot of injuries.
Just like R9.
Yeah. I'll go number three.
Right. Calm, Cole.
Four.
Four.
It's a donkey, but I don't think he's the worst striker we've had ever. Just pretty simple four.
Yeah. Carlos Tevez.
It's got to be.
So what
did you say?
One,
five?
Two.
You've done three and four.
So I've got one, two, five.
Yeah.
I'd say five for Tevez.
For us, yeah. He's a rat.
Yeah, for us. But then also for... He weren't at you guys for long either.
I know, but he did a lot.
He did a lot for them.
He saved us. So I'm going to go two.
Two?
Okay, he was very good as well. I don't think I could put five. Because that means I put him on the cold girl.
You'd hurt him.
Come on, and Elwood.
Five. He's good. It was good again, but again, I can't put in one. And I think I've done this again. I think I smashed it again.
I think I smashed it again.
Am I again?
Last one?
Who's first?
Yeah. Who'd you beat? Let one guess.
Is that Antonio?
No.
Andy Carroll?
No.
Kevin Owen?
Did you smash it? All right.
DiCanio?
Oh, DiCanio, yeah, one.
Number one.
Yeah, I can't
tell.
Number one.
Number one out of the park. All right, well done. All right, cool. You ready? Man, you all-time strikers?
Again, if I don't see Daniel Hoxha on here, then I don't know how I'm going to react to that. Yeah,
alright, ready? Number one. Robin van Persie.
Oof, I mean, you won us the league. Three. No, yeah, three. Fuck it, three.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three. You won us the league, then. So.
Diego Forlan.
Didn't even know Diego Forlan.
Yeah.
You didn't know he played for you, right?
Yeah.
Scored a great couple goals against the Wolves.
He did score big goals, especially against Chelsea.
Yeah.
But again, it's hard because I didn't watch it. So it's hard for me to put him higher than Van Persie.
I tried to do
it. Last time, the only league, like the only time we've ever won the league that I've fucking watched it was when Van Persie was there. So,
you've seen highlights and stuff.
I have seen highlights.
Yeah, I've not seen anything.
I just know that fucking all that the calibre of players already is.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's funny, man. Yeah, I'm funny, yeah, because all our years ago we had no money.
I don't want to say fifth though, because if you've got I've got three names in my head. If you've got Van Nistelrooy, Ronaldo, and Rooney,
we'll get it right.
That's fucked up.
Simply get it right.
Then he could have Lukaku, Igalo, and fucking
could have anyone.
Hoyland
on there. So,
correct football. If you've got right,
four land, four land, four land. I'm gonna say four. Just on the ground.
Four. Fucked it. He's number five.
Berbatov.
Oh, bro, I loved him. Second.
Second.
Second. He was bro. That guy is like.
So you've done two, three, and four in a minute.
Two, three, and four. So I've got one shit out.
You fuck this again. I know.
Well, so you've done both of above Van Persie as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my opinion, isn't it?
You get it? It's good.
Yeah, I get it.
You sure?
I get it.
You've messed up every single one.
There's
no point. Nah, there's no point. Nah, it's good. Nah, fuck it.
You ready? Ruben Nistelrooy.
Fuck off.
You've got to go 1 or 5.
Well, I'm thinking you've got Rooney.
Right.
So, which is why I'm going to leave out number one, because right. He is the best.
You're talking about this sort of
thing. But then if you haven't got Rooney and you have got Ighalo, I want to punch you across the face if I put him fifth. I'm going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Van Nistelrooy number one.
Okay.
In case you've got like Makeda up front or Danny Welbeck.
Right.
Or Chicharito, you know, I love Chicharito as well, but...
Yeah.
I want to say number one because Van Nistelrooy was a big game player as well.
Last one? Wayne Rooney.
So, no, no. Right.
Well, if you knew how to do it, then...
Yeah, well, I mean, Jax, he fucked me over there.
I did a little bit.
What, just like all the other ones?
You did mess up.
Yeah, no, listen, I'll accept my defeat. I'm more than happy to accept it.
All right, okay.
Wayne Rooney by default, fifth.
He's put him behind Diego Forlán.
But in my eyes, he's the best striker in United history.
Who?
Wayne Rooney.
No. Women, Diego Forlán.
No. Fuck that. Forlán.
You put Rooney fifth in last one.
Well, I didn't have a choice in
all right. Good, that's got us going. Nice and warmed up.
Nice and ready, yeah, go on.
Okay, so we're going to go through a couple of things that obviously may have happened or been said in the news or anything like recently or something what keeps popping up. Recently, and that's probably where we're going to start. Things will keep popping up recently in games, football games, everything, probably around the world, everywhere, to be fair, is VAR. And I just want us now to talk about VAR a little bit, talk about your opinions on it, for one. For two, like, what do you think it does to the game?
Yeah,
going forward, the recent controversies that we've had with VAR teams, especially with recently... Who was it? Nottingham Forest against that game. That, you know what I mean? Things like that. I've also got a little stats for so far this season of like how many have been overturned and stuff like that, and the total and things like that. So we'll get into that as well. But yeah, I just want your opinions on it. So crack on. Like, maybe we start with Liam. What do you think, VAR? What's your opinions on it so far?
I don't think it's helped the game.
No.
I think it's made it worse. It's helped in better aspects, but...
Do you think it'll help further on?
If they use it correctly, yes, but I think they've got it all wrong. I generally think the only thing they should use VAR for is an offside and then leave the rest of the ref.
Right. So, on-play decisions of fouls, cards, penalties... All should be down to the ref.
Yeah, because that's a ref. That's what a referee right. should do. But I don't think it's harder to get a offside decision on the field correct than a tackle, if that makes sense.
Mm.
A ref should be in a position to be able to see all these tackles, and if they're high, if they're going to be a bit more intent or whatever. But what have we told you about turning them off?
One, I don't care, bruv. I'm fucking this on. What is your problem? Cry like a little cunt.
Anyway. I think that...
What did I say? No, 1-0 down.
Yeah. Go on.
What is it? 1-0 down?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's what I tried showing him.
Oh, it's too late now, he told us. I just think a ref should be able to get decisions on the field correctly because
before.
Offsides are 10 times harder to get right because it's minuscule.
Yeah.
Like we saw in the United game, it was over the foot.
Against Coventry?
Yeah.
Yeah, over Wan-Bissaka's foot. Yeah,
I don't think VAR's wrong. I think they're just using it wrong.
They're using it wrong. Okay.
And I don't think the refs have got... What are you calling the ones that run out of hands?
What?
The VAR people that sit in the van. Yeah. I just think that they've got the wrong...
They're people.
As travellers. I don't think they've got a clue.
Right.
I get their old referees and stuff like that, but I just don't think they know how to, like, footballing decisions. Like, the ones on Sunday. How was no one picked up on all three of them.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing that one of them was a Luton fan.
What is
one of the VR officials was a Luton fan, and they're clearly in a relegation battle with them.
Wow.
Like, how has that been allowed?
Yeah.
And the same as I'm not saying it's West Ham and Leverkusen, people got in the ref Spanish, Xavi Alonso Spanish, all of the bench Spanish.
Right.
Like, should that? That's why all the because they were all talking to the ref in Spanish.
Yeah.
And that's why that brawl was happening on the edge of on the bench.
Really?
Because they were talking to the ref in Spanish, which isn't a problem. Right. But when your whole bench is Spanish, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
So that's why they kicked off.
Yeah, because I think it was in the second half. Me and Dan were there when he gave the foul to us.
Yeah.
And then Alonso said something, and then they changed it.
Wow.
Because he pointed it towards like us, and then Alonso said something on the bench, and then he changed the free kick to the other way.
Wow, I didn't know that.
But I just don't think VAR fits football. I think they should keep it to offsides, and the ref should do the ref.
Okay.
On Sunday, the ref on Sunday should have got all three of them by himself. Did he point for any of them by himself?
I don't think he did.
To give him the pen?
No.
No.
Not one of them.
Nothing was given. And they were all looked at, and none of them were overturned. What is he doing, by the way?
So what do you think?
What is he doing, the fucking idiot? Oh, my fucking life, I hate him.
I missed that. What was that?
Like, just fucking passed it short. Look at it. What is he doing? In my eyes, VAR's come in for the better. But they're so cautious now, so worried about what essentially making the right or the wrong decision, and then like they make everything about them that it fucks it up. I think they need to do the the World Cup or the Champions League offside automated thing.
I don't get that. How's it what?
It's just like a 3D. It's like the 3D thingy. Like it's like a system that makes the players like it comes up on the computer for them as if they're running, and then they do it like that. They don't draw no lines. It's like that motion. If they're two running this way, it will come up and it will does align itself.
Like a hologram.
It's a hologram thing.
Oh, so the line up follows it.
It's like you can say it follows it, but it freezes perfectly on where the ball goes. And then if they're leaning forward, whatever, it will say what part of it was over, and that was it. Done. And it's so much quicker.
And it stops for 5 minutes.
Exactly. It's not waiting. Oh, we need to draw this frame. Get this line. No. If they get that in, that's perfect.
So with. Like you said, because obviously it keeps stopping, and how many minutes gets added on to each thing? Yeah. I think that just ruins the game now. Because it gets added on so much. Yeah. At the end. You get like what 9-10 minutes. At the end. Especially in a tight match anywhere.
That's stupid. Like it's too much. You play 10 minutes.
I think it's like, no, but it's an incentive to say that they've not wasted the time. They've still got that amount of time on the game, but
it looks like they've wasted 4 or 5 minutes because
I think it just changes the momentum in a game.
It changes every aspect of the game.
Yeah.
But
it has given a lot of good moments and all that shit because people have had goals disallowed, meaning other teams have won and gone through, vice versa. I'm not just saying it because for example, like United last week, but how many Champions League games and ties and all that shit where teams have scored last minute, got disallowed, and luckily, because it was offside, then the other team don't get knocked out. Do you know what I mean? Or given a pen. So it's beneficial and it's good.
Yeah.
But there's many ways that they could speed it up. They're all fucking ex-pro refs or
mean? Yeah, of course.
They should know what the fuck the right call is.
Yeah.
So the fact that they take as long as what they do, and I don't agree with when people say, oh, maybe they should let ex-players go and do it. No.
Do you think?
No. I think so.
Why?
Because you've actually played the game and know what is and what's not a foul. These refs clearly don't know what a foul is.
But why are they refs? Get them train the fucking refs properly. There should be a ref in the first place.
Do you think they need more training with this VAR? Well,
clearly, probably, because they don't know what to do. But you don't need to get ex-players into it. But I think that's a bit silly. Players are players for a reason. If a ref's a ref, do you know what I mean? You don't need to fucking do anything else.
Like, if the training, obviously we don't know what training they do, but if the training is that poor of a standard, getting the ex-footballers come in and maybe give them a little bit of a kick.
But they can't keep up with it. Refs are refs for a reason because they know where they need to be in the right areas.
No, we're not asking the players to be a ref. No, not... Yeah.
Help with training, help with the understanding of...
Maybe, but then again, like I said... Because
the refs never play football. But then they might play football locally, but...
Players still don't know certain rules compared to how refs know them.
Do you think that comes from both then? So we can say from the like the refs basically are not, or the, was it PGMO?
PGMO,
yeah. Do they not explain enough? Do they not explain enough the rules no. and going forward and what's, you know, especially with the fans, do we have a full understanding of it all?
No.
The only thing that I don't get with VAR is they don't leave it to the ref to decide.
Yeah.
But if there's a problem, let the ref go to the screen straight away. Why does VAR need to look? It's the ref that makes it.
Yeah. They need to go look at the screen.
The ref is pretty much not there half the time.
That's what I mean. They only check it if the ref's giving it. Yeah.
And he goes back and then he re-looks at it again.
Because then it's a big... There's another word for the way they use a big mistake.
But I think...
Fuck up.
I don't think they use that enough. They don't. Ooh. They don't make the ref go and look at it enough at all.
Nah.
Because at the end of the day, he is there.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? He might have needed another angle.
Does it come back to his statement of leave the decisions to the ref on that case and then VAR just be what you said, just offsides?
Yeah, but then what if the ref's given it wrong? What if he has dived, but then from the angle he's seen it, it hasn't looked like he's dived. He doesn't get shown the other angle.
But that's what we've had with football for so many
years. What
does VAR stand for?
Video assistant referee.
Video. So why are they giving an assistant? Why are they letting them make decisions? They're not the ref.
Because they're the video assistant.
Yeah, but they're not the
look
ref.
At it with a video.
Okay, assistant. The ref is a ref.
He should make the final call.
Exactly. So why do they not let them just?
Should be called VAR then.
But just saying, example, just let them look at the screen.
Yeah.
Instead of people in a fucking Portaloo cabin, because that's what they're in. It's exactly what they're in.
Where was that? Somewhere? Was it Turkey or something? Italy, maybe, when they all started rushing to go towards the VAR. Did you see that?
What, the headquarters?
They was having them in a room and they won poor decision, made them cancel. They started, I can't remember what the team was, but they started rushing towards them, wanting to basically bait them all up. Like, security had to get involved in everything because it was such a bad decision.
I think VAR is good and it's needed for like decisions like that, but they just definitely, like I said, they're too worried now that all the talk is on VAR.
Yeah.
That they then take even longer to look after it because then they get told, why they're taking too long, or like they didn't take long enough to look at it, or this and that. So now that everything they do is just like questioned and
I prefer football with no VAR.
So did I, but it's better for the game.
No, because you'd rather a ref make a mistake in real time than then make a mistake after.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. I'm talking about no mistakes. If they get the VAR, get everything right all the time. It's perfect because then no offside goals are scored. No one cheats, no nothing.
But then that's where they're saying that obviously what you were saying, that a referee makes a mistake of if someone's dived, then they've gave a penalty. Especially say like West Ham, crunchy moments or relegation battle. Someone's dived, like played against Everton, they've dived, and then but the referees gave it a penalty and there's no VAR, you get relegated for it. What do you think every West Ham fan is going to do?
But it's not guaranteed that VAR are going to give it because we know what we're like.
Well, yeah, but if there's no VAR.
Yeah, but that's what.
But then VAR is meant to help that.
Yeah, so that's what football's been about for years.
I know, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it's still bringing us in and still can't do it well.
Harry Maguire.
This is what I'm saying.
I prefer football about it.
Okay. It definitely slows every game down. Especially when every single decision gets a fucking look in. You're like, mate. Just hurry the fuck up, please. Like,
it does slow everything down. I get that.
There you go. Most schools scored in the
now. Like I said before, with the understanding of the rules and stuff like that, do you think they need to? I don't know. Say that in a game. Do you think they need to announce it within the stadium?
They don't show anything.
Need to announce it and make people see what they're looking at. Because everyone can watch the game.
Yeah.
And everyone's watching how it's happening.
But in the screens in the stadium, so everyone can see. Yeah.
I know. Obviously, Old Trafford doesn't have a screen.
Yeah.
But then you can get that in.
Yeah.
Let the fucking people that are there, not sitting around looking around like, it's been going offside.
Brilliant. And then you just, that's it.
And then they don't know. What is it?
Yeah.
Rugby, they do.
Yeah.
They have the mics.
They have the mics. Exactly. That's perfect. I genuinely think mics are needed, but not to be heard in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Not to be heard like, oh, wow, everyone's fucking playing. Like, oh,
yeah,
shit, what's going on? Like, oh, this, that. No. When the ref starts explaining what is going on,
you can hear
what they're saying. Because not here after the game, after it's all finished, when the team have lost because of it.
Yeah.
Can you do this? Or oh, I'm not going to give it our contact or show. No. We need to hear it because then we can understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Just like you hear every time someone's playing, you hear the commentators talking, if you're not watching, you can hear what they're talking about. You hear the players shouting when they get hurt.
Yeah.
I just, for me, for the people in the stadium, I've been there when there's been a VAR. You're just standing around sort of going like,
you have no idea what's going on.
Are they going to count it? Are they not?
That part for me, I think they need to improve on. I think they need more communication between us.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, me and Dan also said, after the West Ham game, they need to get refs to come and do interviews after the game. They have to. Other sports do it again. I think football is one of the only sports that don't do it.
What other sports do it?
I know rugby do it.
I've never seen a referee being
interviewed. I'm sure they do, and I'm pretty sure basketball, and I'm sure they have a ref come on every so often.
I don't know.
But there is other sports. I don't think it's a bad idea. Why should, like, when footballers make a mistake, they still have to interview?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Can you explain what happened?
We're not asking them to get ripped into it. We're asking them to
the media will definitely
do your job properly. You get paid an absolute fortune to ref a game of football.
How much reckon you actually get paid? I don't know.
And it's not as much, actually, a lot. But compared to what we get.
When I asked someone last time, they were about 40 quid. I was like, fuck off, no way.
No, it's not Premier League ref.
What,
40 quid a game?
Like a Sunday league ref, just go and give them £20 cash. Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Yeah, they're on, that's about, there's like 20 quid each team, isn't it? Each team has to play on a pen on Sunday. That's really good.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, professional though, like.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I don't think it's a lot compared to footballers.
That's what I mean.
But yeah, I want to interview.
The last one then, going from the refs, because he was all about refs. Do you know how the refs get chosen?
Every game?
For a game.
No, why do you?
Yes. So the referee selection, so there's a key point, there's a selection process. For the PGMOL, the first thing they look at is which team they support.
So they can't.
And to their rivals. So they can't
have any.
We support Man United, right?
Yeah.
So we can't referee a Man United game. But then.
Ever.
But they get a choice of a rival. So mainly.
Want to play.
But so mainly. No, so mainly the rival would be. So us would be City. They'll give us City. But in the end, really, Man United got Liverpool, Leeds, you know what I mean? Well, our biggest rivals.
Yeah.
Backing from generations of football recently, it would be Arsenal. You know what I mean? Because the battles we've had.
Yeah.
They would only pick one. So it'd be literally Man City and Man United. We can't ref. But we'll get Liverpool.
You can ref the other ones.
So yeah, you can't ref one rival?
No.
Okay, got you.
But so
you choose who you don't want to ref.
So it's like someone, I think, it come up, one of the refs supported Aston Villa or something like that. And they couldn't ref Aston Villa game or the Birmingham game, but then go and ref the West Brom game. So it was the West Brom game was still in the rival. So they're like, oh, it's still in East Town with easy sports, but they're still going
to ref. Is that because they've not got enough refs?
Maybe.
Because I think they shouldn't be involved in any.
But most of the Premier League refs, they referee championship games as well. So And then second point, they go from performance. So
like a match rating.
Yeah. So it's like a match rating type thing. So the performance of the ref and the fourth officials and how well they've performed, like lines, everything like that. And then they get obviously with their rating, if their rating's been quite low, they probably will drop. Or a big game where they've made those mistakes like they have, they probably get big dropped down to bottom of the league tables or championship type thing.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
And it goes then, with the third point, which is previous match. So your previous match, if you made bad decisions, goes on top of your performance and where you fall down at the rankings of that. And then it goes to importance on fixture. So it could go down to...
Oh, so you get your clash. Better refs to ref the...
Yeah, so the better refs to ref the bigger games, the title clashes, the relegation battles, which is important.
Which is, again, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough, you don't want
to
shit ref.
You have to try and feel it through of... If I'm a top class ref, obviously Man United are not going to be up there for many years, but Man United, the next game's a title deciding game.
You feel your best.
I can't ref Man United, can't ref Man City because they're competing against Man City anyway for the title, and then plus it's my rival, but then the importance of the game, I can be up there with top's performance and top performance of number one. I should be reffing this game, but I can't, so I drop.
That makes sense. Second,
then it goes. Yeah. So it's quite of a weird. I never thought.
I always wondered, like, is it just like a lucky dip?
Lucky dip
every fucking week.
He got the shittiest ref to the fucking ref from Liverpool, Man United.
Ref from League Two. He's got to ref the title challenger of the Premier League. No, but yeah, I thought that's so. Yeah, in theory, like the best refs obviously do at the top one, but if you're up there with the top importance of the game, it's your team or your rival, you drop again in performance. So it's quite,
I mean, it is, makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Yeah, I thought it was quite interesting
shit for fucking weeks on weeks refereeing the biggest games,
but then everyone goes back down to where Howard Webb used to ref a lot of the Man United games.
I suppose he's a United fan.
Apparently he was a Man United fan. And this is where I was getting confused, because obviously I didn't know he was a Man United fan when he was refereeing us or anything. When he come out, when he's like stopped refereeing, that he's a Man United fan. But I don't know if that's everyone else jumping on top of it and going, oh, he's a Man United fan, that's why they won so much.
It's easy
so
to games. Assume.
Yeah. But then if that's the case, and they've had this for quite a few years, or is it recent? I don't know. But if they've had this for quite a few years, then surely he weren't a Man United fan. Surely the importance of the rivals and the importance of the games, that he wouldn't be doing it. Sure. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or but if it was the importance of the games, and then they put up, or they have changed
maybe
it to,
they've changed it since then,
to
it?
Number one, like, is that. Yeah. I thought that was quite interesting. Do you find that interesting, or just
yeah?
I thought that was quite cool. To be fair,
yeah, quite interesting.
It's quite a weird, like it's not a weird way.
It's not one. That's
it's an ethical way, but not something that I knew had.
And some people might not even know, which is quite, I thought it was quite interesting. All right, okay, let's go to the next topic then. So the next topic is recently has come up with UEFA. And their additional extra 2-man squad for the Euros. You seen that?
Extra what? 2 men.
So it's gone up to 3 men, so it's gone up to a 26-man squad now for the Euros.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
The amount of injuries you get in the game.
So obviously we said last week or the week before, we said it's a 23-man squad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we said people are gonna miss out because you're missing 3 players there, we think, and World Cup and the other Euros they had 26.
It's bad for England, huh?
They've now changed.
Should have over 3 defenders.
This is obviously why we're questioning. So, yeah. So first, they've got up to a 26-man squad. Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
It's good because more players can get involved, but then not doesn't mean everyone can play.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
can't fit. You're not gonna get.
No, but I think players would rather be there than not be there.
Yeah, but then obviously, if you're a player, and
I'm sure they'll get told if they're not gonna play. But they'll get told that you are like last.
No,
I would.
Depends.
Well, you would.
Yeah.
Well, so if you're Southgate, you're going, right, I'll pick in, say, Ben White again. He gets picked. And he's right at the bottom of the list. You say, you are the last man to ever play a game for me.
I wouldn't say you're the last man.
You'd say you're
the last man. But I'd say that, you know, there's a lot of players there before you.
But then,
but then what if he outperforms them in training? Then he's just not going to play him?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
What? So in training, you've got. Say, all right, cool. His position recently was playing right back sometimes, yeah? Playing right back, centre back.
Yeah.
So you got Trent, he takes Trent, Reece James, whatever is fit, whatever, takes Reece James, yeah? He takes those right backs, Kyle Walker, and then all three of them have gone, oh, fuck it, I'm in the squad anyway, I'm just going to muck about this transition, not going to bother doing anything.
No, I don't feel they muck it out.
No, but what if they do? I'm fair, what do they do? Yeah? And Ben White's working his fucking socks off. He's in the gym working out even a bit more. He's trying to do a little bit extra with a couple of coaches. And you go, oh, by the way, you're not fucking playing. Why did that? Is that what you're going to do? So he's outperforming all of them in training. You just said it. You just said there's other people in front of him.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I've never said he's never going to play.
Yeah, but what if he's performing and then he's just going to go?
Yeah, but what about there's 3-4 injuries and he's going to jump in?
Yeah, but what if there wasn't injuries and but he's outperforming them in training, you're still going to play him. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying to you now, you're not going to play him if he's outperforming them in
training. I'd let them know that they're not as not the top ones.
You're not going to get what I'm saying. So he's not.
I don't care if he's outperforming in training.
Yeah, in training he's outperforming, so he's there, up there, to be picked.
Yeah, but there's a difference between training and a match.
Who's in the same position and outperforming each other, I'm going to go, well, he's outperforming him in training. He looks like the one most likely going to do something on the game.
No, I'd pick
the rest
ones.
Look like they can't be bothered to play football.
I'd pick the ones
I'm going to pick him. Yes or no? Don't stay quiet in this situation. Yes or no?
If I had no intention of playing someone, I wouldn't pick him.
Yeah, but you have to pick someone.
Yeah, I get that.
You can't just go, oh, I'm going to have a 23 match or 26.
I would try. Like, if I knew that, for example, if we'd lost the first 2 games, let's say, and I knew that I weren't, like, nothing was going to happen from the third one,
I'll just play everyone that hadn't played.
I get that, but it's also a bit shit at all.
How?
So professional chat, they get paid a fortune.
If you've lost the first two games, let's say we're at England, going to Euros, and we lose the first two.
No, I get that.
There's no physically way now that we can get through. I would play him. I would never turn around and say to someone, you're not coming on.
But this is my point.
I know what you're saying. You're saying if someone trains better than the bad players, would you play him?
But then go from your point, we've lost the first game. Yeah? Quite badly. Someone at right back has played awful. Yeah? At right back, Kyle Walker or something like that.
Trent, whatever.
Has played awful. And then you've gone, okay, he's played awful that game, but I'm going to play him again.
Yeah.
In the second game.
I wouldn't.
When the other right back is outperforming.
He's trained better.
So Trent or Kyle Walker, whoever you say.
You would change it up.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
you're not going to keep it for two games and then go,
If it fits it.
But you're not going to change it. Not change it for two games. They'll pay shit for two games. You're not going to change it for two games.
You just said one game.
No, I'm saying, well, he just said two games, yeah? He's gone for two games. But you're not going to, for fucking two games, and then go, oh, okay, there's nothing going forward now in the third game, so I'll play him anyway. Isn't that a bit shit? That's what I'm going across.
Oh, I'm not saying not to play. I'm just saying that I would tell them that should know that he's not the top one. Or not one of the... I get what you mean.
No, that's a bit shit.
But I just... Again,
I wouldn't take a squad and go, all right, you're my fourth right back, by the way.
But I think
so you're probably not going to play.
I think they would know. I think they would know if they're going to get...
I'm not going to know.
Of course they would know.
No, they're not.
Why would they not know?
Because he might be going outperforming. To be fair, I believe Ben White's probably played better than Trent this season.
Trent's been injured.
So now you're saying if Ben White does go, he's fourth in the list. Yes or no?
Over who? Reece James, who hasn't played either.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Third on the list.
Yeah. So he's going to play Trent or Kyle Walker before that.
Well, I mean, you will...
But even though he's played better than Trent.
Yeah, but you
will... So then you're going to go, oh, you're coming, buddy, but you're not.
I see what you mean. Based on this season, I would put Walker, White and Trent.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that Trent is a level and a bit higher than White, so I can understand why you would say, okay, it would be Walker, Trent,
it's kind of
and then Ben White. One, you are, but it's the, like...
I know.
Okay, let's say if you know that Trent is better than Ben White.
In certain aspects.
What is he not? Oh, okay, fair enough.
Defending wise, I think Ben White's completely better.
But would you rather...
Going forward, Trent's probably better.
If you had to pick
this
someone...
This season, Ben White going forward, he's good. He scored two goals against Chelsea, isn't he?
One of them was lucky.
But still.
They were both lucky, to be fair. They're both just...
Trent has scored some great goals this season.
You see his fucking free kick?
Bro. Yeah, of course.
Like, what the fuck? And he's just doing that.
You see that pass as well, mate.
Okay, cool. So
again, agree to disagree.
Yeah, I think we have to. Yeah.
I didn't know. Did they confirm this?
I do think
that's right. Yesterday, I think it was.
I told you that's pointless. I do think it's a bit shit, though, because 11 players can play. What about the other 15?
No, but a lot of players do get injured.
Yeah.
But then let's say, like we said, for argument's sake, no one gets injured the whole time they're there, everyone's fit. You've got 15 players that are just sitting there.
Yeah, of course, and sometimes they don't
get injured. If anything, I would say make it smaller and then keep, you can have your 11 players. Let's say you make it down to a 21-man squad.
Yeah. But the reason they went up further was because of the COVID situation, wasn't it? They went up further, and that's why they had more subs as well, wasn't it?
Five squads, for example, right? But then, let's say you only had 21 man, 11 players starting your lineup, one goalie, then you have another nine players, three defenders on the bench, three midfielders, three attackers. If you had that squad, and then I feel like at least five of them are going to get on if you're going to make five changes.
I feel like
having 15 on the fucking line.
I feel like it gives us more range.
But why would you not want that?
But what? But you got 15 players.
It gives
to work
you more
with.
Range, though.
But
you
got 26 players to work with. That's
it gives,
too much.
It gives more managers to change things.
Yeah,
but then they don't. Southgate last Euros had played the same starting.
Of course, he is.
I know. But he played the same starting team. What's the point? And imagine being every other player in that squad.
No, I know.
What's
the
fucking point?
Yeah, but did it work?
No, because you didn't win.
Got to the final,
but didn't win it.
I said we didn't win.
Yeah, you're not. You're not one of us.
He said you. That's right.
Yeah, I said you didn't win.
Yeah.
We didn't win the final, did we? So it didn't work.
No, we got us to the final.
Fair enough. We got us to the final, yeah. That's all good. But
yeah, I
didn't win.
I know.
If it had won, you'd have been like, oh, fucking hell, fair enough. Like, no, playing the same team.
I'd have
made some changes.
No, but now going into that, does that not give the players who are on the fringe of not making it, give them an extra chance?
Yeah, it's a bit more of an incentive now. Who
did we say? Bowen, wasn't it? You said he weren't going to go.
He will go now.
Over Rashford, but now he's got the extra 3-man squad, trick on Bowen.
He's actually injured.
Yeah, but he'll probably be fit for the... Do you reckon he'll go?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Does it give that extra now? It gives the fringe players that extra of the opportunity to go, and it gives the managers an extra, I don't know what, yeah, I might need an extra 1 or 2 players in.
Or does it mean players don't play as, or don't try as much anymore because there's another 3 or 4 spots?
No, they're going to try.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. But when the squad is smaller, you have, like, you know, shit, I won't. But now he's got another 3 or 4 players.
So, oh, yeah, I might. I'm probably going
to. Yeah, but it's still a small squad compared to all the players who want to get in.
Yeah.
All these players in the Championship still want to get in. Just because they're in the Championship doesn't mean they can't get picked.
Who would you pick?
I don't know. I'm just saying there's still players there that are trying to get there. It's probably something.
Vardy.
It's not, I mean, he's retired.
Jamie Vardy, he's not, he scored the other day.
Right? He's retired from England squad, mate.
Yeah? Yeah, yes. He did it about 4 years ago, mate.
I'd come back out of retirement.
Well, you won't know, mate.
You think he played like 2?
What, 2 what, Euros?
2 games? I think he played any more.
He played the Euros.
He played more.
He played the Euros 2016.
Yeah.
Because he scored that goal against Wales, I remember. Like, yeah. Jamie Vardy, having a party.
Oh, yeah.
I was in France, wasn't I?
Yeah. Okay.
But I agree. 26 is a good number.
Yeah, I'm glad 26. You don't agree.
I think it should be less. But I can see why they've done it.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. It's not a bad thing. I just think it's too much. It's still, in my head, if I was a coach, I'd be like, fucking hell. I wouldn't even say 26.
I think
12.
For us, England-wise, I could look at a 26-man squad and go, yeah, great.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. I could, because look at the players we've got in different positions. You go, yeah, I can bring him. Yeah, wicked. But we know what Southgate's going to do. He's going to bring probably 3 extra defenders.
You could probably name. thing is, with the England team, you could probably name 20 solid players, good fucking top class players, and you know that they can bring it to
good
you.
Job.
But then it's about naming another 5 or 6 where you're like, okay, well then.
But I'm probably good still, I think.
Yeah, but then that 5 or 6, 99% probably won't get a minute. Whereas this first 20 that you name,
you know, will be definitely in and around everything.
Yeah,
whereas
again, this is what I'm trying to say.
If you have too many, it's like
these guys, you know they're not coming, but you're just bringing them.
But if, like what I'm saying, what if those 6, then one of those 6 are outperforming one of those 20? You're going to still just sit there and
it's
go.
I know.
Because your games this season, no, but. You are outperforming the player right now.
Again,
so.
It's hard because when you know someone's better than them as a player, I'd still.
There's
trust
a difference between training and a player.
Yeah, a player can train like a fucking king.
Oh, of course, I get that. Shit. No, there is. I get that.
You know what I mean?
There's always been.
Whereas, like I said, there's players that.
There's players who don't even train.
Amazing and train like shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when they're on the pitch, they're the most trustworthy players, and you can rely on them.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
So I agree. I see what you mean because fair enough. Yeah. Hard work. You do get. You deserve minutes if you play well and if you train well. I get that, and you dedicate to it. But you can. When you're an established player.
Yeah.
You know big games. You know big moments. You know how to step up to it. You should be able to play like that. So
cool. Okay. Move on.
I didn't know they did that though, to be fair. Yeah. But yeah, go on.
Okay, we're going to move on then. Last bit. Okay. Just going to go through now, because within the recent news, obviously, or say recent from, I can't remember who it was, Klopp now leaving Liverpool. But now in the recent news, it's come out that someone is possibly taking over, and we kind of know who it is now. Do you know, have you seen it, Dan?
No.
So the Feyenoord manager is pretty likely to take over now.
Yeah.
It's Arne Slot. So he's possibly taking over now for the Liverpool job. So what I want us to do now is go through some of the managers within the Premier League. It's going to probably be like the top, probably say 7, 8 teams or whatever. Okay. So then in the top 7 or 8 teams, I'm going to go with their managers and who you think is either going to stay, go, or on the fringe of going. Yeah, that makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, Liverpool, obviously we know Klopp's gone, so Arne Slot's coming in to take over Feyenoord.
Is that nearly done, though?
I think it's a nearly done deal, yeah. I think it's a nearly done
deal. I've not seen that much of it.
I think it's a nearly done deal. But with that, obviously,
did you see that apparently they spoke to that Gary O'Neill for Wolves.
That's
not
great.
But I hope it does.
Wait, someone said to me the other day that I think Gary O'Neill will probably be a good slot for Chelsea.
No, but it's something about fucking
Potter. That's what I said. I said, look what Potter did, and it was a young squad, and he's still going to do anything. So it's a tough one. So obviously, yeah, we know. I want to go. We'll just start with the obvious. City, Pep staying.
Yeah.
Yeah, sign a new deal. He's staying. But
I fucking hate that. But yeah, he's staying.
But how long do you think he's got left in him at City?
At City, about 2 years.
I think until they stop challenging.
Mm.
So what's this wave of players like his De Bruyne's and his Bernardo's, like his players that he's had with him for the last 4 or 5 years? Yeah. I know he keeps signing fucking.
That's what I mean. He's
so many players.
Foden coming through. Doku's going to sign Harden now.
But I do think. I think like
that Dan said, 2 years.
I'll like, think once
De Bruyne starts.
Mm.
Once they start going, or once they fall down from challenging, because they're still winning. Why would you leave when you're still winning?
But even like now, he's not clear cut now.
No, it's not clear cut. Like, but he knows that he's. Teammate, perfect. Still,
does he know his time up? His time's coming.
When his time's up, he'll know and he'll walk.
As long as he's been at one club,
he won't get sacked. He'll walk.
No, he'll walk. Yeah,
and he'll walk like
with his own dignity.
Like fuck it, I want a treble. I want this. Yeah. I guarantee you. I will say this: when he leaves, he will talk a lot of shit about their fans and all that. And say that he won't.
I think he would.
About their fans.
Why would he do that?
Because they don't have any fans. You've been at Barcelona and Bayern Munich and all that, where they've got the fucking some of the best fans you could say in the world. And he brought City fucking 5-6 Premier Leagues, a treble, a Champions League, everything. And their fans still don't come up to every game. Still don't do this, still don't do that. It's still quiet.
I think
he'll turn around and be like, should have been a bit like,
yeah,
more of a. I think he won't say anything bad about the club. I think he'll just turn around and be like, oh, well, I think that they could have been
so better. Could have been better.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like, the only thing that he wasn't happy about at the club was that, for example.
Yeah, like, yeah, of course.
Okay. We're 2-1 down, by the way.
Next one. Brilliant.
Oh, he's bored, by the way.
Next one. Arsenal. Arteta.
Stay.
I think they... What were you saying? How long did he go?
How long did he stay? Yeah. Do you think he'll stay or go?
I think he'll stay, but I don't think they'll win a Premier League under him. That's what I think.
You know?
I don't think
I think now, yeah, if he don't win anything for a while, do you reckon he'll go? Or does he need to win trophies to keep his job? Is that only one, a couple. Yeah, but does he need to win, got more to
keep his job? They've got
his Premier League this season. I want them to win it this season. But they've got the Premier League this season, that's it. They're out of Champions League, out of FA Cup, everything else. So they've got Premier League left this season. If he doesn't win that,
I don't think they've got a fortune of money to spend either.
That's what
Arsenal fans, no one wants him out. No one wants him out.
No, I know that, but it's not down to him. The owners probably want him, or are telling him that you should be winning this within the next 2-3 years. He's been there a while already.
He's been there 5 years now, almost, you could say.
Is it 5 years?
Almost. Why? 4 or 5 years, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. He was there while Ole was there during COVID, and that was 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought Emery was
a company with 2-1 down. I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Let's go to Emery now. Villa.
He's staying.
I think
he'll stay,
but he's just on a new one.
He's got on Champions League football.
Yeah.
Fucking almost validated.
You know, I think a bigger team will come in again, I reckon.
Do you think?
Yeah. Not now. But again in like after next season, if they push around it, I reckon a bigger team will come in.
Do you reckon Arsenal? Do you reckon he'd go back there?
No. They hated him.
Yeah, but look at what he's done with Aston Villa.
Yeah. No, I reckon it'd be a different.
Compared to the players that he had at Arsenal back then, compared to the way.
If he would have got a time at Arsenal, he would have been doing what he's done at Villa now.
No.
Because he's gone somewhere refreshed, and I think.
I always thought he was a good coach. Arsenal was just shit back then.
Yeah.
I always thought he was a decent coach, but.
But these Arsenal players aren't his players.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They're not his group. I was going to say neither are Man United with Ten Hag, but he's brought in quite a lot.
Yeah.
He's brought in quite a lot, especially with money and that.
But I think he'll be nabbed by a better team. Not in the Prem, I don't know.
I think I would see either City or...
But he's like, at a minute...
No, got this love.
No, the Wolves will go, not.
Oh. He's at a minute. He's, we'll say he's king of Europa League at the minute. Anyway, and he was.
Oh yeah, fucking
conference.
No, I mean, he's crazy, like king of Europe.
The only team left.
Going into that, then let's go. Man United. You mentioned Ten Hag.
I don't. It'll be gone next season. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes this season. Sacked, not leave, but sacked. There's people talking about it as well. But if you lost against Coventry, he'd be gone after that game, 100%.
I don't think he would have.
Why would they give him?
I don't think he would have. Because he's for me, I don't want him gone. Because he's in the building process. He's building what we want. And I think the first season he had, yeah, top four trophy, and a final, FA Cup final. Yeah, we lost it. Cool. Now this season. Cool. We've not got top four, not one group, but another FA Cup.
Another final.
I think they want people that they want a manager that wins things.
Yeah, I get that.
And I said it to you in the group chat. I don't think he's got the right mindset for a Man United manager.
But what I don't understand is last season, no one was thinking this when he had a fully fit squad, when he had a fully fit team, and he was up there and he was doing well when United were playing well. But now that we have been playing like shit, not everything is Ten Hag. I know a lot of it is Ten Hag, and I know he does make some silly decisions, like with subs, and some decisions like the players that you might start and whatever, right? But the players are the ones that play.
They're the ones that
you fucking trust.
I agree.
To bring a result.
I don't think he needs to go.
I trust him.
I still think he's the right man.
I trust him. I need to see some moves this summer.
I need to see.
Summer needs to be big.
I need to see players gone
and
good players coming in.
100%.
It's hard to get better players to come in when you don't have the Champions League or.
But there's people in there in the squad we've got now and certain youngsters we need to build around.
Yeah, definitely.
Manu,
you've got a little bit of a foundation.
Build around it. Build around them.
But it's the fact that. You haven't seen United's back four that played all season last year.
No,
and played together once.
I think it was only once this season.
It's just shit like that.
But
how can you
with that? Yeah, with Ten Hag, the time he's had from coming to Man United to now, and the time of Klopp when he first came to Liverpool to the time Ten Hag has had now. Two seasons.
Yeah, but you've already got six seasons.
Klopp has won 63 games in that time.
Yeah.
Man United won 64. Okay. Yeah, it's one game. Yeah, it's nothing to rage about. But is that not the same time? So they've had the same time to rebuild as well. Because don't get me wrong, Klopp was rebuilding, right?
Klopp had a very shit squad, though.
And he was rebuilding.
And United had a lot. And I know he was rebuilding.
And we haven't got a shit squad, but yes, we're still rebuilding ourselves.
I think Klopp was a better manager at the time. I think he's managed better teams. Okay. Like before Liverpool.
But he's done the same with Klopp. Like, as coming into a Premier League first time, and he's done the same amount, he's won the same amount of games, but obviously barring one more than Klopp in the same time frame. So don't you think we should just carry on giving time, see where he goes?
No, because you still moan about it all the time.
About Ten Hag.
Who's the one that trains the players and tells the players what to do? It's him
and other coaches.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
but yeah. I said it the other day. I don't think he's got the right mentality. What he said after Coventry, it's not about how you play. It's about we just pick up points. That's what he said. That's not what a proper manager does. That wants to win games. It's not about how you play. We pick up points.
Yeah, mate, I've watched a lot of his press conference after, and he always says that he's not happy with how they play. Mm. And
that's what every manager is going
to
say.
Yeah, but in my eyes, I'm not going. I think that he knows how he wants to play, but he hasn't got the fucking
squad to do it.
Proper good players that can do it.
Yeah, I don't think.
I just think that you can do better.
I don't think he's got the right squad for the right mentality. Mentality of the squad.
Would get rid of him in a heartbeat if Zidane come calling.
Before Ten Hag, I wanted Zidane.
What? So you would keep Ten Hag if Zidane come calling?
Yeah.
No, oh my Jesus Christ. Even Dan's shaking his head about
that. I don't like. It's hard.
No.
What reason would you get rid of someone or not get rid of someone?
Why do we have to keep getting rid of people? Why do we have to just keep doing it and go? All right, you failed this season. Fuck off. Why?
It's not just his season, the way that he plays.
But we've got to be realistic. As Man United fans, we've got to be realistic.
Right? You don't think we are not Zidane?
Listen. We have got to be realistic.
We are not fighting non-stop for the Premier League, are we? We're fighting for trophies, that. Yeah? We're fighting for maybe an FA Cup, a Carabao Cup. But we're fighting
but you
for
don't want that. Is that what you want? No, you want a manager who gets an FA Cup in 2 years? What do you do?
It is. Let me talk. That'd be great. No, we don't want that. But we have to be realistic. That is what we're fighting for right now because we are rebuilding. We need to be in that rebuilding stage.
Zidane could come along.
Find our identity.
Help you get that.
No. Find our identity of football and get to that stage at that point and rebuild us. Like Moyes has probably done with you.
Yeah, but you're saying you can't do that under Zidane.
Can I talk?
You can, but you can't. You're telling me you can't do that under Zidane.
Probably can.
We probably can, but if you listen, I think Ten Hag will take us to that stage of rebuilding to go, we are there, but we need one that last little push. That'll be right. You've done your time now. It's time to go. Let's bring in someone like Zidane to take us to the next level and winning trophies and winning the Premier League again.
No.
I don't see Ten Hag winning the Premier League. I don't. I see him building us, our foundation, and our identity of football again. Do you know, I see
what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you mean, but you...
So I'm not going to go, oh,
but you genuinely wouldn't take Zidane over Ten Hag if it happened.
Not right now, no. Why? Why would you do that? Because then Zidane is going to have the same... I think he's going to have the same problem.
No, because he's... I think he's a better manager. I think he can be better. With these players that you have, I think he's going to be better.
He's going to have the same problem, Leo. He might have a good first season like Ten Hag did, top four, trophy, another FA Cup final. He might have the same first season like he did, but he will struggle again the second season.
I don't know why you would not take Zidane or something. If Ancelotti come calling for some reason, would you take him?
Not right now, no. I don't think we need to. I'm sorry, I don't think we need to.
That's a very silly answer, though.
No, it's not, though.
So.
We are in a rebuilding stage. We need to find our identity of football, and we need to find who we are. Finding us who we are is not keep getting rid of managers 24/7.
We've been through about 5-6 managers. We've been through more managers than we've won trophies.
Yeah, because you want someone like fucking Alex Ferguson. That's never going to happen again.
Exactly. I say that. We're rebuilding.
Ten Hag is the man to rebuild us. You want a better manager.
No,
Zidane is a better manager than Ten Hag.
Ten Hag is to rebuild our foundation of a club.
Well, he's not doing a very good job. At all.
I believe he is.
Being
eighth in the Premier League.
Wait, but now...
With an FA Cup final. Last season, winning us a trophy, getting top four.
If you don't win the FA Cup, then what? What do you have to show for it?
We're still in the rebuilding stage, mate. That's what I want us to.
How long are you going to be in this rebuilding stage?
It could take years, mate.
Arsenal been doing it for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and I'm just saying Arsenal. He won't be there. Won't win nothing.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he has.
And I'm not saying Ten Hag's going to win the Premier League. I'm saying he's going to get us to that point to go, we could be battling now. And now, like you're saying, David Moyes, yeah, you won us a trophy. It's time to fuck off now. We wanted someone else to make us go to the next level. Yes or no?
Yeah, in a way.
So that's what I want.
But
I
David Moyes and Ten Hag caliber is a bit different.
Oh, okay, brilliant. Because he's won one trophy in his life. So we're going to go up there. And then we're going to go, okay, Ten Hag, thank you, mate. You've built the foundation of the club now. You've gave us that. You've tried that one last season to see if you can push it up there, but you can't. Let's bring in the caliber of Ancelotti. Zidane. Who can we get? Bring him in. Win us those
problems. But it might not be the players that they want. It might not be the players Zidane wants. I just don't get why he can't build a foundation with Zidane.
Because it's just, I feel like he's going to have the same problem. And then it's going to go round and round in circles 24/7. We're going to go, cheers Zidane, you tried mate. Cheers Zidane, you tried mate, but no. That's what it's going to be.
No.
I think it is. And before we... carry on because you're going to wind me up.
I'm just saying.
I've had two arguments with you today.
What was the other one?
I think it's just two.
I don't remember.
There wasn't one. It was the first one.
The player's got to change.
About Ben White.
Oh, Bruno, 2-2 penalty.
Next one. Quickly, next one. Before we move on, Newcastle.
What about him?
Eddie Howe.
Oh, I forgot we were doing that.
Yeah, we did because we were right about fucking Man
United. He'll stay. He got a Champions League football last year.
Last year.
I reckon they'll go because of the amount of money. I think they're going to flood into it soon.
But I've been told they'll have to get rid of someone.
Yeah, they're going to have to get rid of a few. I don't get why at all.
There's some money situation going on. I think it's.
But they've not spent it.
I don't know. I don't get it.
But I do think they.
Because apparently now Arsenal. Arsenal.
Did you see that? The top sport guy that called in with Gabby Abodra and that. The guy, Talk Sport, the guy that called in for Newcastle and he was crying on the phone to Gabby Abodra and the other guy saying, like, we shouldn't have to worry about FFP. We haven't sold anyone. Like, what do you mean? Like, we haven't. Like, we
yeah,
haven't
yeah.
No, but I get it.
On the phone, crying.
Yeah.
And these guys are like pissing themselves.
I never want
to
cry, but I do understand. Yeah. Because they've not spent a fortune.
Yeah.
Since they've been overtaken, taken over, people are like, oh, they're going to go spend millions. But they've bought like three players.
They really haven't. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
agree.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, actually, no. They bought what? Harvey Barnes, Gordon,
and
Dan Byrne. Tonali,
yeah, but Bruno, Dan Byrne ain't going to break
Bruno Guimaraes. Yeah,
like you said, it weren't breaking the bank in India then.
Again, but then yeah. And that's it's five, over, six, seven, eight. I've already
yeah,
named
that. Yeah, but it wasn't in one go. It was over two seasons.
Yeah.
And then you get people like Arsenal. They've spent an absolute fortune the last season and a half.
I think he's got one more season.
Yeah, I don't think they're
the job. And if yeah, then that's it.
But then who would you think would?
They'll get a very good manager.
Yeah, with the money they've got, they will get someone like Zidane probably and come in. And
I wouldn't say Zidane.
No, like someone like that caliber.
Yeah,
to go in and go, well, they've got money, let's do it.
And then you'd be like, oh fuck, how they got him?
Yeah,
whether it works out or not,
it'll be one of us. Like we'll go, fucking hell, wish we had him.
Quite good. Yeah.
Okay, Emery, and I think that's what they'll get. Villa or get Villa.
Maybe.
Nah, I don't think he'd leave Villa.
To end it, because we've mentioned him a couple of times, David Moyes. West Ham,
especially after Saturday as well. That was poor. That was so bad. I was walking around Lakeside. What called ding, 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 ding. I was like, no chance.
Just kept coming up on my phone.
So, you watch your first 30 minutes, you text me, go, what the fuck? Like,
oh, yeah, but 1-0, 2-0, 3-0.
Again, I'm not saying he's a bad manager, but I just think
he's done his job now.
Yeah, Dan said it when we went West Ham last Thursday. I called it in the first half. I was like, first sub, by the way, 85th minute. 84th minute.
84th minute was the first time.
And we saw it in the 60th minute. Everyone was fucked. I'm not saying we had everyone like fully fit it can bring on, but 85th minute.
Yes.
We were saying, like everyone around is saying the same stuff. Like, make a sub, make a change. Like, I don't understand how. And it's to the point where he said it first half that,
how often
that's what was going to happen. It's just like, mate, that's a fucking
it's all season, isn't it? I know I keep winding up saying no, I think Moyes should stay, but I'm starting to see that you
what
guys,
type of manager would you want? Who would you want to
I want someone in? That not saying you can't say possession and place because it's not how football works, but someone that isn't afraid to attack. Because we've got that at the moment. I'm not saying they're all going
to
be
someone a bit like tactical, someone who's tactically good at going forward, like knows how to attack.
Yeah, because I think it's easier to defend than it is attack.
Yeah,
because there's all different ways that you have
so
to
who
attack.
Who are you in talks to at the minute?
The one from Sporting is very, very good. I don't think it'll happen because a lot of Liverpool wanted him, but we dilly dally a lot with like deals and stuff, so they're probably not offering them.
Yeah.
But if we somehow get him, then fucking hell, fair play.
Yeah.
Because he was linked with like Liverpool, Bayern.
Right.
He is too good for us, but like I was saying, if I can.
Who is going to Bayern, by the way?
No, he's staying.
Ralph might be down from. You know,
well, Rangnick.
Yeah.
I thought Tuchel was staying.
No, Tuchel's gone.
Yeah. Oh,
they tried getting that Nagelsmann back in again.
Oh, he's
signed another contract with Germany.
But yeah, apparently Wreck-It Ralph might be like interested. In talks with Wreck-It
I don't know what they're up to, but they're fucking
called it Wreck-It Ralph.
All right.
But I just want to West Ham want a manager that's not afraid to attack.
Yeah, okay.
Because the players that we're not, like I said, I'm not saying that we're going to keep them all this season, but the players that we have that could play 10 times more attacking.
Last one, Pochettino.
Oh, I feel bad for him, but he'll probably go next season. Because he's just, I don't think the signings are his signings.
No. I agree. They're all
the owners
of that.
Like they were like, oh, we'll look to the future. That's not what football's about. I get that you have to look to the future a bit, but not every single player.
A lot of people thought he was going to go after the Arsenal game. Everyone thought he was going to get sacked.
Yeah, that was bad.
Mm.
I didn't watch it. Like, I watched some of the highlights.
Everyone thought he was going to get sacked. But do you think that's... He's now...
I think it's so weird, though, how Poch did what he did with Spurs. Not that he won anything, but he was like at Spurs for quite a while. For you to be able to go to a team... like Chelsea, who are like rivals,
and yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Really. I know, it don't matter as much anymore.
It's not
much, especially
yeah,
in this,
not much,
especially in modern day. But yeah, like to me, that would be like
not much loyalty.
To me, I'd be fucking fuming. Like any Spurs fan or any Spurs player, I'd be like, fuck off. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
But I think he'll go because I think Chelsea, because of the fucking people they've got above him, I think they're just gonna keep chopping and changing until
they do that all the time.
Exactly. Like they will just keep on.
And this is what, as Man United, we don't want that. We don't want the culture of changing. So,
I like the fact that this new people have come in. What's it called? That Ineos, because they're already making changes above, which is what we said that what was needed internally. So now that's why I want to see. I want to see them changes up there have an effect on the changes that happen
down below.
Yeah. What we bring in, what we get rid of.
Yeah.
Can we change? Do you know what I mean? Can we get a better calibre of players in?
Did you get that director of football from Newcastle? No.
I believe you did. What,
you did?
What's his name?
Ashworth.
Yeah.
But did you get?
I think so.
I didn't see anything. I think he's still at Newcastle, no?
I think no, we might be coming in.
Oh, what? Dean Ashworth?
Yeah,
we got him.
You got him?
Yeah, we got him. This is what I'm saying. All of these names that I'm hearing that apparently are coming in and going to fucking change something, we need to see it happen. I'm sorry, but you can't. If we want to move, if we want to go up and keep on going, and if he wants to get that fucking foundation sorted, he needs to sign these players that he wants, get in what he needs, and go from there. Get rid of the fucking McTominays and Ericssons and Maguires and shit like that. Get rid of all of that.
So, you know, Jim Ratcliffe run the marathon, by the way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Run the marathon, then went to the game after. Lad.
We won as well, so we'll take it.
Yeah, I think the last one was, Pochettino. I think Pochettino's got to go.
I think he's going to go. He won't walk. He'll just get sacked.
Yeah.
And not because
I think in him, I think he goes, I need to walk away. But I think in him as well, I don't want to walk away for his reputation and his CV. I don't just want to walk away. You know what I mean? Oh, you walked away from a struggling team. Why should we hire you? Type thing. But if he gets a sack, they'd be like, well, yeah, I struggled. It could be worse. But let's try and rebuild again to another team. But that was it, boys.
Yeah,
that's it for me.
Thank you very much, Ted.
Yeah, it was alright.
Thank you.
I like that.
Might be
the last
episode.
Oh, is it? Did you learn a couple of things as well?
Dan's the one that don't watch the sports news.
I don't watch the news. No, I just play. I'm more of a player myself.
You get knocked out.
Yeah, not really great. But
alright, it's fine.
And get set off.
Bring up.
Oh. Alright, it's been a pleasure. Again, please subscribe to us, like us, follow us on Instagram when you can. You'll see us interact with you. Please talk to us as much as you can. We want to hear your opinions. We want to hear things that you want to talk about. And we want to hear you guys ask us questions. If you're going to ask us questions, we will answer them honestly and as quickly as we can. Or we just leave it for the podcast so you can listen to your questions being asked. Thank you. I've been Jack.
I've been Daniel.
And I'm Liam.
Lovely.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. This is the first time I think you've stormed off.
No, that's nice.
Because of no stupid quiz.
Last week.
Brilliant.
See you later.
Right.
Thank you.